This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. A surge of coronavirus infections is showing no signs of slowing in the United States after a record number of COVID hospitalizations on Tuesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The nation passed 1 million new confirmed cases in just the first 10 days of November. Texas is the first state to hit 1 million cases overall. Governors from both parties are taking action. In Wisconsin, which set new infection and death records yesterday, Democrat Tony Evers urged people to stay home.
It's not safe to go out. It's not safe to have others over.
Iowa Republican Kim Reynolds is inching toward more stringent mask measures after holding out.
We just can't let our guard down.
The wave appears bigger and more widespread than the spring and summer surges, though experts say there are reasons to think the nation is better able to handle it this time. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Georgia election officials have announced an audit of presidential election results that will trigger a full-hand recount. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said at a news conference Wednesday that his office wants the process to begin by the end of the week and expects it to take until November 20th.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county. This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once.
After results from the hand recount are certified, the losing campaign can request another recount, which will be performed by machine. President-elect Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes out of nearly 5 million counted in the state. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.